technology like never before is being used to curtail freedom of speech around the world. Mal and spyware, artificial intelligence and social media have become the chosen tools by governments to suppress dissent. Khadija Ismailova was a victim of the spyware Pegasus, which was developed by an Israeli company. She was detained for over a year in her country, Azerbaijan.
Then I saw the list of the numbers, like 99 numbers from my phone book were in that list. So 99 people whom I know were in that list. They've been affected too. And those were not only journalists and lawyers. Those were also activists, political activists, whose numbers I had.
Hundreds of people have gathered in the Uruguayan coastal city of Punta del Este in an effort to help find ways to protect freedom of speech.
This conference is hosted by UNESCO, and the theme of this conference is journalism under digital siege, which shows the magnitude of the problem, how journalists are not only at risks in war zones or conflict areas, but also are subject to online harassment and surveillance. And that's why hundreds of journalists, members of international organizations, and many others have gathered here to try to prevent technology from being used to persecute free media.
The war in Ukraine and the unprecedented number of journalists who have been killed in Mexico this year serve as a stark reminder on World Press Freedom Day that journalists around the world are facing an extraordinary level of threats. Andrei Vatsunets has been in exile for a year. He was forced to flee Belarus when the government of Alexander Lukashenko began a crackdown of civil society and media. There's over 1,000 political prisoners in jail.
There are lots of people who are in prison who are not allowed to have visitors, while lawyers cannot even pass them a letter. And at the same time, there is a group who are not in prison, but are always afraid that the next morning they can be arrested and can be imprisoned.
Finding solutions is a central part of the event. People like Irene Khan have proposed a moratorium on the sale of surveillance technology that's being used by state and non-state actors around the world.
What we in the United Nations are calling for is a moratorium, a ban, a temporary ban on any use, transfer, sale of this kind of intrusive electronic surveillance, and then use that time of the ban to strengthen national laws, to strengthen international laws on trade. And the reason why we want this moratorium put on is because we know journalists themselves have exposed stories about how lives are being threatened, individual lives are being destroyed.
Journalists are trying to adapt to surveillance and digital attacks. For everyone here, awareness and finding a legal framework is crucial to defend free press. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Punta del Este, Uruguay.